If this this self-kindness meditation, we're going to, this is part one, and next week or next time we will go into part two. But for today, for part one, we're going to focus on bringing self-kindness. So for today, you know, think about your thoughts, you know, your heart, your body, and bring some kind of awareness to those as we go through this. So again, like all meditation, like any guided meditation, just also bring kind awareness to why you're needing to feel enough, why you're needing to feel self-kindness. Think about how you, and bring awareness to how your body is feeling, your chest, your head, your stomach. Especially when you reflect on self-kindness and the need to feel enough, and the emotions then that you associate with those visceral feelings, and the positive or negative impact of any stories that you believe that you have in relation to feeling good enough and self-kindness. So let's start by having you sit in a very comfortable place where you can move around a little bit if necessary. Sit really comfortably, feel very safe in the chair, feel the chair underneath your thighs, against your back, underneath your arms, and just allow yourself to relax into that space. Close your eyes for a few minutes. Just focus on your breath. Allow your breathing to be as it is. And just, you don't necessarily need to take at this moment any deep breaths, but just allow your breathing to be as it is in this space. Watch as your body settles into this present moment. Think of your breath now as a messenger, letting you know how you're feeling in this moment right now. Physically and emotionally. Allow whatever you find to simply be there along with you. Notice the feeling of the breath. And if there's a pause before you exhale, notice the sensation of breathing out. Think of a loving presence now. It could be a beloved family member or a friend, someone who is living or someone who has passed away. It could be a spiritual figure, like a teacher, the Dalai Lama, a minister or a guide. For many people, it's a pet. Dogs and cats are often great teachers of unconditional love. Also be an archetypal or goddess figure. Anyone who brings you a feeling of peace, of love, and of safety. Of being cared for. Of being accepted exactly as you are in this moment. If no one specific comes to mind, you can also imagine what you would want to experience from a guide, a mentor, or a loved one who loved you unconditionally. I want you to think now, how would you feel in their presence? What would it be like to be wholly accepted and embraced for the person you are right now? To feel worthy. Seen and cared for. Once you feel even a tiny bit of this feeling, notice what it feels like. Is it warm? Is there a sense of light, of energy? Does a colour or texture arise? Whatever comes up for you, allow it to be there for a moment. What words would you want this being to say to you, this feeling, this being, if they can speak? I want you to imagine their words of, I love you no matter what. I am always loving you. You're doing your best. You are worthy. You are enough. Place a hand on your heart and feel that sense of love and acceptance seeping into your body. The way heat from a hot water bottle would, or the way sunlight would on your skin. And as you have your hand on your heart, repeat those messages. I love you no matter what. I am always loving you. You are doing your best. You are worthy. You are enough. You might also imagine this being putting one or both arms around you, embracing you. And as you imagine this, we'll see if you can put your hands on alternate arms as though wrapping yourself in a hug. And imagine this love surrounding you, loving every single aspect of you, including the ones you can't accept. If you find yourself struggling to embrace your whole self, see if you can embrace that fact too. See if you can accept the feelings that can't accept your feeling. Keep hugging yourself, floating in this presence of unconditional love and acceptance that exists for you, no matter what. This unconditional acceptance of you are enough. And as we finish this meditation today, remember that this love is always accessible to us. There is always love for us. Sometimes we just forget to look.